Well, it, some people saw it last night. In fact, Larry Olson saw it last night. And now Chris Bellini is here to talk about it. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Did Larry cry? That's what I want to know. That's my most important question.
That's a good question. I don't think he mentioned whether he cried or not. He probably wouldn't admit to it anyway. But
I never would. You're right.
I hope that means that it's an emotional journey, not that you just want to sit down and cry at the end of it.
Well, exactly. No, I'm just saying that because it's exciting. The tears of joy. I know when that tune gets played on, when the credits start rolling, people get excited. Now, here's the thing. I can't talk about a lot about it. You know, obviously they want some secrets to be told.
Yeah.
But of course, the film starts right after The Force Awakens ends. You got General Organa, Poe, and Finn. They're trying to escape and survive an all-out assault from Commander Snoke in the First Order. Things are looking pretty grim for them. Of course, you got Rey. She has found Luke Skywalker. We know that at the end of the other film. She wants to enlist his help in the Resistance fight, but you're going to hear from this little clip from the trailer that Rey's also seeking out Skywalker for something a little more personal.
And away we go to the clip. Do we have it, or we're not able to get it right now?
Inside me has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
She needs help. We know that. She needs guidance. She wants to develop her newly discovered abilities, hopefully to play a bigger part in fighting the First Order, and we definitely know to play a bigger part in the next few movies that are down the line.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. There's a lot of pressure when you see a movie like this because, you know, you want it to be great. You want it to be fantastic. I'm watching the film, the Luke Skywalker Rey storyline. That hooks me immediately. I'm into that.
Me too.
I'm from the Luke Skywalker nostalgic days. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, is there something missing? Why am I not loving this whole thing? I'm not completely hooked in these other little storylines that are going pair. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Let's just see what happens because, you know, you don't want to get too nervous. And then the film progresses. This film shifts into another gear. Everything takes off. You know, the action kicks up another notch, and then all these elements come together, and you're like, ah, oh, this is what I've been waiting for. And, you know, we talked about this with Larry and his tears and his Kleenex. One thing that really stood out for me that really, really enjoyed is that there is more depth with these characters, and the film does have emotion. You know, there's struggle and conflict between characters and within them. And that really gives the film an extra edge. And when we're talking about, of course, Luke and Rey and Kylo, these guys stand out as far as what they're dealing with and the struggles they have. And that just made an extra layer to the film that I really enjoyed. But you can't forget, you got the humor, you got the playfulness. It also gives you that nostalgic feeling from the original.
That's a Star Wars movie, yeah.
Exactly. It's got the same flavor. So you harken back to the originals. You're entertained. Let's talk about the action. It's great. It keeps escalating. Of course, you know, there's going to be certain showdowns. I'm not going to talk about them, but
okay.
Certain showdowns that you're going to be excited about that are definitely have nice payoffs. And, of course, the surprises. Can't talk about those. I will say, I'm not spoiling anything. In my opinion, there was one very welcome cameo that got me really jazzed up, and hopefully it'll do the same for everyone out there.
Okay,
so what am
that's
I saying?
A good cliffhanger right there. That's good. And are you able to tell, Chris, which stormtroopers were portrayed by Prince Harry and Prince William?
You know, I tell you, that's a needle in a haystack. And you know what? Maybe that's something that I'll probably look for maybe in the second viewing.
Yeah.
But there's just so much to suck up when you're watching that movie and you're just trying to, you know, you're putting yourself on autopilot for 2.5 hours, just sucking up all this escapism and all this entertaining stuff. But I'm going to try to find out. I'm sure that's going to be breaking in the next few hours of look for this scene, look for that scene.
Yeah,
that
was
Prince Harry. But yeah, it's a fantastic chapter in an epic saga. I think a lot of people are going to be happy. They're going to be impressed. And like I said, the thing that stinks the most about a movie like this, I'm in. I want the next one.
Yeah.
I got to wait 2 more years.
Yeah. Well, I'm in too. And I'm really excited about it. And as I told Larry, this is one of the few movies that I will go to see shortly after it comes out at the theater
and not wait. You spoilers coming out. You'll probably spoil a few of them, but you don't want them all out because then otherwise it takes the all the fun out of kind of experiencing it for the first time.
Well, it sounds like it's going to make quite the impression, Star Wars The Last Jedi, and probably will make a few bucks too, Chris.
Let's see if it beats the 900 million mark. I'm sure it will.
Wow, fantastic. Well, a great review, especially heading into the weekend. Thanks for being here, Chris, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Take care.
That's Chris Bellini, a rousing review of Star Wars The Last Jedi.